desires are not sinful. The desires to eat and sleep, to be loved and to love are not evil in themselves, but they can become dangerous if the desires are not kept in check by God's word and then they are led down a wrong path. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we are studying the book of James. James chapter 1 verse 15 says this, "Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." It seems that James says the conception of sin takes place when desires have given in to enticement and they are lured away. So let's see if we can break this down. Sin is not just something that happens, but rather goes through a process. Sin is conceived when desire believes the deception of the enticement. And remember the enticements, that this action will be more fun, more beneficial, make me feel better, more profitable. I deserve this. And when we believe the enticements, then we start justifying our reasons for desiring the object, and we start planning our actions for attaining it. In the process, we're justifying our rebellion against God and against His word and design. And then we act. We chomp down on the bait and we are lured away. The physical act of sin has taken place. It has been given full birth. Disobedience has occurred. And sin, if not repented of and forsaken, but rather given the ability to grow and mature, it will kill you. Notice with me that sin is not just a physical act. It's not just something we do. It finds its origins in our nature, in our emotions. We want something, and it's in our minds. We plan something. It goes through a process. Trials test and build faith, and they bring steadfastness, inner blessing, and the crown of life. But giving in to temptation destroys it and brings nothing but shame and guilt and death. So be on your guard and be ready for the battle. Be steadfast under the trial day by day. Today, please pray for Raina Costa El-Haj and her family, our missionaries in Lebanon. Also, remember the Garifuna Life Word broadcast heard throughout Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras.